You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
I believe the tree of knowledge is today, in today's terms, information and technology that you didn't fight for. You didn't go to school to get it, but you can access it. And if you don't have the discipline and you don't have the ability to maintain yourself, if you don't have a good self-knowledge, which comes from a good God knowledge, you'll eat of these things and you'll absorb cultures that you're not tied to.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Radical Encounters That Transform Lives. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 4.
When prosperity comes, we become complacent. Complacency leads into sin. Sin, when it's finished, will lead into bondage. Bondage will make you cry out to God. When you cry out to God, He'll send a deliverer. When He sends a deliverer, you'll experience prosperity. Then you become complacent. Complacence leads back into bondage. Sin leads into bondage. Bondage makes us cry out to God. And when we cry to God, He sends another deliverer. As soon as we get delivered, now we go back into bondage. And that cycle continues. Where are you in the cycle? Did you promise Him, if you save me, if you get me out of this, God, I'm going to move forward. If you change my mind, I'm not going to let the enemy shackle me anymore. I can't get no help up in here. So God interrupts our plans. Come on, Merton. I'm going to shift the way you move. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. So get the big picture. Shifts. Shifts are coming. Most people that are running organizations won't be the leader in 10 years. Won't be the leader that's running the organization. A new leader is coming. And so just because you have a land that's chosen by God and given to Abraham doesn't mean that that land is doing everything or the leaders are doing everything that God intended. I don't know if Benjamin Netanyahu even knows Jesus or can care anything about God. I believe if he did, he cried out to the Lord, God will stop those bombs. I believe God will even help him to fight battles, just like he did with Joshua. Joshua needed to vanquish. He said, God, I need more time. The Bible says the earth, the sun stood still. The same God is alive today. You don't have to depend on patriots when you got the Prince of Peace that can work for you. And I believe if Benjamin Netanyahu stood up in a synagogue and lifted up his hands and said, God, we need intervention. I believe the God, hallelujah, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will show up in our time. Yes. Show just how powerful he is in the Middle East. Yes. Blowing up babies and killing folk and doing all of this because you have weapons that America has given to you and a wonderful CIA. It may not be the way God wants you to move. What I'm trying to say is there's shifts that are taking place. And I try to preach a realistic gospel that I believe the Lord is pleased with. So politically, you're going to see shifts. Basically, I'm saying a significant change is going to take place in our lifetime. The way we think, the way we do things. It's going to shift from the way we normally got them done. Everything, I'm telling you, in the next 3 years may look different. It's just not going to be the same, and we can't go back. First of all, Bible is going to be fulfilled. And you can pray against this, that, and the other, but the Bible is going to be fulfilled. Learn what to pray about when you read Matthew 24 and 25. Because there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. Nations will rise against nations. And after all of these things, then shall the end come. So you're planning on what? We got to incorporate God's word in our plans. I believe that it can happen in all kinds of ways. Divine shifts, interruptions can happen in all kinds of ways, even spiritually and socially. Expected to happen. Movements are about to occur. When a shift comes, it usually means we're moving from one way of doing things to another. And you can kind of see when a leader becomes the leader of a nation, what is normal is not normal anymore. When Trump rose to power, things are different. Right now, there is no chivalry is like going out. And so if you want to say whatever you want to say, people will say it to you. They will curse you. They will, like he did about Robert Mueller, who just died. I'm glad he did. When you get a president that says things like that, something is wrong. And we're all quiet, people hanging out. But what happens is you're going to see more men saying things to women like that and more women saying things to their children that they don't like. And you're going to see church people saying things that they don't like, because as it goes with the top, so does it go with everyone that's under the authority. Unless you got a God in your life. It's becoming normal. I'm glad he's dead. That used to bother people. I can't say it with my enemies. I can't grab a microphone. I'm glad they did. You would say, that ain't right. Why would you hold me to a standard and not hold other leaders to a standard? Or hold yourself to it? Why would you point at people but not hold yourself to the same standard? Chivalry is leaving us. Just decency. Decorum. Politeness. Politeness is not weakness. It's still godly. Temperance. Oh, my God. The fruit of the Spirit is not weakness. Oh, my God. Strength doesn't come because you don't care. That's not strength. If you're a leader in this ministry, you don't care about your people. That's not strength. Nothing bothers me. None of these things move me. No. When somebody grieves, we all should grieve. If somebody's going through, I'm not saying you got to get sulky, sunk in it, but you should be able to identify. Oh, God, help us. I believe shifts are coming. Cultural shifts are coming. Cultural shifts are coming. Like the way social media has shifted the way we communicate. And 20 years ago, there was no such thing as a Facebook. 20 years ago, there was no such thing as a Twitter. There was no such thing. I wish I had YouTube when I first started preaching. It's a great mentorship. Mentorship. If you want to mentor yourself, get on a YouTube channel and find somebody that's teaching. cultural shifts have taken place. The way we communicate is different. Many of us become lazy. Did you get my text? Well, why would you text me when you can talk to me? We're in the same church. Do you get my text? What text? I'm not limited to that phone. Why won't you communicate? And just to let you know, anytime you capitalize all words, it means you're shouting. So if you said hello all in capital letters, the way it's picked up through text now is hello! Well, hell. Nobody should have the whole text capitalized. Take the thing off of that. Learn how to write properly. Because the way the people pick it up is that you're shouting. They used to say sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. People are so sensitive today that texts hurt. I can't believe. And please don't put me on a chain text. Please. Don't put me on a, please. I should have said it in the meeting yesterday. Please don't put me on a chain text, include my number. Text me individually. I'm an individual. That's lazy. So when you send a group text and then you want everybody to respond and you got to respond back, what are you talking about? One text turned into 50. I don't have that kind of time to be trying to make sure, well, you didn't text me back. I'm not going to text back. You're going too far. Do that with your family. I had to tell some young people, listen, you want to send out a group text to family? Listen, your family, not to everybody. Yeah. Cousins and everybody. Uh-huh. It's the way we're moving today. Everything is shifting. The way we communicate. People aren't spelling their words either. Y'all hear me? Everybody, right? Everybody. You know where that came from? Okay. I got people want to text me like that or send me texts and not spell the words out. What? Don't send me an email where you're using Ebonics. I want you to be professional when you send me an email, especially if you are proposing something new. Modern technology has changed. Please don't use AI when you're sending me a message. See, I can tell if you're sending me something, if it came from you, because it should resemble the way you talk. If it's totally different, you're scatterbrained, but all of a sudden it's like everything is in order and you're using words that don't come out of your mouth and you're functioning and flowing and just flowing with it. Flowing. All of a sudden. Touch your neighbor and say, don't be bamboozled. Yeah, I know you don't know that word, bamboozled. Help me, Jesus. Not only do we have cultural shifts, but I believe technological shifts. Technology is increasing. I just tapped into it. This generation, honestly, you're talking about the forbidden fruit of knowledge, the tree of life of good and evil, but there's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In the Garden of Eden, all trees are mine. Actually, you can eat from every tree except the one that's in the midst. The day you eat of it, you shall surely die. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Guess what the enemy wraps himself up around is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And he woos the woman into taking a bite. She influences her husband and he takes a bite. And now all of a sudden their eyes are open. I believe the tree of knowledge is today, in today's terms, information and technology that you didn't fight for. You didn't go to school to get it, but you can access it. And if you don't have the discipline and you don't have the ability to maintain yourself, if you don't have a good self-knowledge, which comes from a good God knowledge, you'll eat of these things and you'll absorb cultures that you're not tied to. Suddenly you'll be like, God, I don't need anyone telling me anything and I can isolate myself. I can go down my path to do destruction because nobody can tell me what to do. And Apple was so powerful, they called their operations, their entire industry, Apple. But if you look at your iPhone in the back, it's like a piece of the Apple is missing. That's intriguing to me when I first saw it. Because the first thing my daughter wanted was an iPhone. And I battled with it for several years. What am I putting in her hands? I was at least close to 40 when I got my first one. But what would I have done with it if I was 12? The child left to himself. We'll bring his mother to say, well, Bishop, they got to stay up on stuff. And I understand that, but there must be safeguards because you can get knowledge or bite it without any supervision. What are you doing on your phone? Who are you talking to? What societies have you created? What sub-societies? If a man was talking to a woman, he used to have to drive, get out his car, and get on a phone, pay phone, and talk. And everybody knew it's too late for that man to be on pay phone this time of night. That's gone now, right? Because you can be in your car, you can be anywhere, and have a secret society. A hub. When I first got my AOL account, they had chats, chat rooms. Had to dial in. Now it's instant. What would I have done with that if I was 12 with no guidance? Because my mind was aflame. I believe I could have been influenced in a different way. Technology shifts. We've moved from landlines to cell phones. Cordless phones. I had a satellite phone. When I went to Jamaica, I stood up under an open sky, pulled it out, and I was able to call home clearly. Because it's a satellite phone. Satellites are circulating the earth and you can get a signal as long as you have an open sky. What a wonderful technology. If I were doing a lot of traveling around the world, especially to different nations, that's something that I would have with me, a satellite phone. In case everything go down, I still need to be able to communicate. What about spiritual shifts? In a spiritual context, I really believe we're experiencing shifts like never before. What about a new awareness? God gave us discernment, but what about a new awareness? There are people who won't even say what the Bible says about discernment. I got a new awareness. I'm picking up signals. Heaven is up there. Earth is down here. This is called the first heaven, earth. The second heaven is the atmosphere. The third heaven is where God is. And between the first heaven or earth, the second heaven, which is packed with demonic activity, is the third heaven. And we got to pray to a God that's in the third heaven. How do you get from here to God? Well, you got to go through a mess, a maze of demonic trafficking. Bishop, I'm praying, but I don't feel nothing. Absolutely. Because when you pray, you got to go through a heaven that's trying to block your signal. This is what we need to know in our next prayer school or school of prayer, that there is a second heaven that is clouded with demonic trafficking. And it wants to send you signals that don't come from God. It will resemble God, but it didn't come from God. These demons know where we live, know where your enemies live, know where your stuff is, know what you hid in your own sack, know what's going on. They have a clue about what's happening. They are familiar with you. They visit your home regularly. And they will tie stuff together that God never intended to be tied, to shackle us down so we can't move forward. Spiritual shifts are taking place. You know why? Because not only that, there's always been a second heaven. But what happened is that technology gave us an opportunity and a mass increase in drug use to penetrate the second heaven without guidelines. Even media and weathermen are all tied to the second heaven. Music is tied to the second heaven. What have you done to sanctify it? Is your portal sanctified? When we hear music, we just hear music. But God see color and hear music. So he can tell if the minstrel is pure. He can tell if the singing comes from a pure heart. He can tell if the preaching, he can see colors. He can tell if our vapor is tainted. And so can the second heaven. And there's some praise that he resists, though people may embrace. Because Lucifer has a way of plugging in too. Oh my God. And these shifts are taking place. A lot of time we think Sunday's best is God. No, it's our best. God don't need harmony to say this is the best. God will take somebody that can't sing and say, that's the one I love to hear me worship, to hear worship. You know why? Because they come from a pure heart.
Yes.
So what we like doesn't mean God likes.
Yes.
We got to find out what he likes and then give him what he likes. There are spiritual shifts that are taking place, and a lot of familiar spirits are starting to run rampant in our society. And people think it's God just because it identifies with you. Yeah, that's confirmation. What do you mean confirmation? God ain't always trying to confirm you. He's trying to change you. God is not trying to confirm everything you feel. Some stuff you feel, he don't want you to feel it. I'm not supposed to confirm what you think when I preach. I'm supposed to lay new track and confirm, and new track and confirm. Not all confirmation. Because if I have to confirm, that means you're the teacher. I'm laying new track now. You're learning. And learning has nothing to do with confirmation. It's new track. So what have you learned lately? Are you waiting for the preacher to confirm what you desire? And you'll see how spiritual shifts are taking place. People come to church for all different kinds of reasons. You preach good today. That was for me. Well, what happens when it's not for you? It's still for you even when you say it's not for you. When it's for you, that means the preacher's touching something that you feel. But even if you don't feel it, you should embrace the word. You ever had a headache and you take a Tylenol? Not an Advil, a Tylenol. Not an Advil, a Tylenol. And all of a sudden the headache starts to go. Well, the headache didn't really go. The Tylenol dulled it. If you really want to get rid of the headache, you got to go to what's causing it. And a lot of people think because they don't feel the pain anymore that it's okay. But that's not it. You got to go to the source. I believe shifts are indicators, displays. Shifts are displays and indicators. Shifts are markers. They are designs that point us in a direction.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Radical Encounters That Transform Lives, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Easter Sunday is almost here, and we are excited to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus with you. Join us at the TR Palm Bay campus on Sunday, April 5th, for a powerful 6 a.m. service as we rejoice in our risen King. Then at 9:30 a.m., the children from the Ministry of Education will present The Passion, a special presentation you will not want to miss. Join Truth Reveal North as they support the community of Titusville with a community giveaway on Saturday, April 11th, 2026, from 10 to 1 p.m. Email trnorth@truthreveal.org for more details.
New members classes are in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to begin your orientation journey.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.